And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. It's been a bad week for the city's water infrastructure. At least 1,300 homes in Tulsa right now are completely without water due to waterline breaks in record numbers. Here's Water and Sewer Director Clayton Edwards.
Our 10-year average for the month of February is 66 water main breaks. Just on Monday alone, we had 63 water main breaks. So just in one day, we almost reached our monthly average.
Meanwhile, overnight, a 30 million gallon a day water pump at the Mohawk treatment plant went out of service due to pipe failure, and that's resulting in even more issues, with an unknown number of Tulsans now experiencing significantly reduced water pressure. The city is asking residents to conserve water as best they can, not using it for any non-essential purposes other than leaving faucets dripping to avoid frozen pipes. The city and Tulsa County will be opening a water distribution center today for residents in need. That will open at the River Spirit Expo behind the Golden Driller at 21st and Pittsburgh. It'll be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day as long as it's needed. Residents must bring their own containers to be filled. Meanwhile, the power grid issues across the state may be coming to an end. The Southwest Power Pool, which manages the grid for a 14-state region, including all of Oklahoma, said yesterday afternoon they're expecting all systems go soon after mandated outages earlier this week. SPP says issues will hopefully be resolved by tomorrow, but President and CEO Barbara Sugg has this caveat.
We're not out of the woods yet. The deep freeze is still here. It is still in a, we are still in a situation where across our 14 state footprint, we have higher loads than we would ever have at this time of year. And that presents challenges for us that we are still working through.
SPP and local utilities, including PSO and Oklahoma Natural Gas, are still asking residents to conserve energy as best they can. Governor Kevin Stitt yesterday requested a federal disaster declaration from President Joe Biden and FEMA. Stitt and Biden spoke by phone Tuesday. In a statement, the White House said they're ready to respond to such requests, but as of now, no approval on the request has been announced. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.